Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the third Sunday of Easter, and from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and a spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled Resurrection. I have seen the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On that same day, two of Jesus' followers were going to a village named Emmaus, about 11 kilometers from Jerusalem. And they were talking to each other about all the things that had happened. As they talked, Jesus himself drew near and walked along with them. They saw him, but somehow did not recognize him. Jesus said, "What are you talking about to each other as you walk along?" And as they came near the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further. But they held him back, saying, "Stay with us. The day is almost over, and it is getting dark." So he went in to stay with them, and sat down to eat with them, took the bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. But he disappeared from their sight. And this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. With all the Easter stories we read in Scripture, we receive an abundance of information about Jesus. However, if we are to be transformed, this information needs to become an experience of the risen Christ. The first story we are given is of Mary of Magdala arriving at the tomb, where she found the stone rolled away while it was still dark. In our world, there are myriad forms of darkness, war, injustice, exclusion, poverty, to name a few. Only the risen Christ can break the barriers associated with such forms of darkness and roll the stone of misunderstanding away. Only he can assure us that death is not the final word, and that resurrection is a daily reality when we meet him in our lives. The resurrection assures us that light is stronger than darkness. Easter invites us to expect surprises as we come to know experientially it is always God in Jesus who is giving the gift of opening our eyes and ears, our minds and hearts, as we eventually come to recognize the divine. I have seen the Lord. In the Road to Emmaus story, the two disciples, speaking honestly of their experience, seem to be confused, shattered, and grieving. As they try to make sense of it all, the risen Christ approaches. Though, like Mary and the others, they do not recognize him. He listens to them as he asks what they are talking about. God draws close to us, inviting our story, not with answers, but with truth-telling of where we really are on life's journey. And then Jesus reveals his story. Our hearts begin to burn as meaning becomes clearer. Yet we still do not know him until the familiar gesture at the table when our eyes are opened. The journey of mystery for each of us becomes the way of witness. I have seen the Lord. Then we have Thomas, invited by Christ to touch his wounds, reminding us this body is an essential part of the divine story. Our wounds are places where we meet the risen Christ loving us in our wounded bodies. How else do we understand God become flesh, broken and vulnerable, yet resurrected and glorious? I have seen the Lord. As I grow older, I realize that what I used to know as the story of Jesus is very much my story too. Recently, sitting with the sister I entered the convent with 66 years ago, I thought I knew her story well. Her greatest dying in daily life was struggling to let go of fear, a wound we all carry as humans. It was like being at her resurrection when I witnessed her risking to let go of everything she was afraid of. She became ecstatic with a deep peace the day before she died. Yes, so often when we let go, we experience the grace of God filling us with deep peace and joy. This is what I saw in Joan, the wonder and awe of what she had prayed for all her life. Her motto fulfilled, "My eyes are ever towards the Lord." We have also had the astronauts to inspire us during Easter time. Imagine how they must have felt just before and then immediately after blastoff. Months of preparation, expectation, communication. And then the new life experience of living so closely together for 10 days, trusting each other in the reality of each moment. The time of being completely blocked from light while at the back of the moon, and being cut off from all contact with earth. Wonder and awe beyond words. To experience resurrection, there needs to be something, someone, greater and infinitely more loving than ourselves. Alleluia. May others see in us hope and a new way of life. And let us continue to trust our own resurrection experiences of, "I have seen the Lord. Alleluia."